Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called The Best Business Risks to Take on the Internet. It's an interview with legendary marketing expert Joe Vitale. 20 years ago, when websites and connections were first formatting, Joe Vitale didn't think anyone would ever be able to make a dime off the Internet. In fact, he wrote an article about it and had it distributed online. The response was incredible, and many people wanted to hire him. He quickly realized how wrong he was. That very article was making him money off the Internet. He also realized that e-products were one of the best things to happen to business. With no shipping or printing costs, no warehousing or overhead, the margins were incredible and the possibilities endless. So in this interview, you'll hear how easy and cheap it is to take risks on the Internet, especially if you have a little guidance. And Joe Vitale is the perfect guide. You'll also hear a simple 5-minute exercise that will help you discover the niche that's right for you. You'll learn how to turn your expertise into a quick special report to kick your Internet action off. You'll learn 2 can't-miss ways for making yourself stand out on the Internet. You'll learn exactly where to go to send out press releases for free. You'll learn inside secrets of how to form joint ventures and exactly how profits are usually split up. You'll learn how to get a small but extremely profitable sliver of a completely saturated market and make money even if you're just one in a million. You'll learn why the jury is no longer out on how effective affiliate marketing can be, and Joe takes it all on. No matter how bad your situation is right now, you know it's temporary. Joe says his overnight success took him 23 years to accomplish, but with the Internet and a little know-how, you should be able to condense that time to a fraction. Joe says it's possible to do it in as little as a month if you're really motivated, and this audio could be the perfect motivator. Now let's get going.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis, and I've teamed up with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
People said it's inspiring to hear that at one point in my life I was actually homeless. When I was in Dallas in the late 70s, I was really struggling. I was homeless. People will say, what kind of car did you live in? And I'll think, car? Gosh, it would have been so much nicer to have had a car. I didn't have anything. And when I migrated to Houston, I was in virtual poverty for many years. As I was struggling, I wanted to be an author. I was working on myself. I was writing things, writing plays, writing books, writing articles, trying to make a living at it. And it was not easy. My overnight success, if you call it that, probably took me 23 years to achieve. And I had to learn a lot about myself, about what I was capable about, how to make money. I had to work on my self-image. I had to work on my beliefs. I had to work on my level of deservingness within myself. What I do today is teach people how to collapse that time so you don't have to take 30 years to get out there and make your own life and make your own living doing what you love. Maybe do it in 30 days. It does not take a long time. What people really need is some guidance. They need the information, they need a little bit of belief in themselves, sometimes they need a coach or somebody to urge them on, but the reality is, I don't care where people are listening in their world right now, I don't care what kind of job they have or what kind of job they may not have, that's only temporary, that's where you are in this moment. Just like I was homeless at one point, I was in poverty for the longest time, I turned it around. Now I have best-selling books, I'm in 5 or 6 different movies, I do television appearances, I got a car collection, I got a guitar collection, I live a luxurious lifestyle. This is a guy who went from rags to riches. So if it's possible for me, it's certainly possible for your listeners.
That's one of the things where we mess up, isn't it? We truly do not have a plan.
Well, I find that having your passion is even more important than your plan as the first step. I'm a great believer in inspired action, which is the action that comes from within. It's the thing that's coming from your intuition that tells you what to do next. But before you can have a plan, before you can follow your intuition, before you can take inspired action, you got to be coming from your passion. If there's any one secret to my success, any one secret that I hear from very successful people, it's that they do what they love. They do their passion. Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss. I say, follow your enthusiasm. Follow the thing that really excites you. Do the thing that you would do even if you weren't getting paid for it. Just find a way to get paid for it. And that's what I do on the Internet. I've changed so many lives, including my own, by telling people, Find what you're good at. It could be your own hobby, your vocation, something that you do for fun. It could be gardening. It could be guitar playing. It could be, I don't know, making hand puppets for kids. Whatever it happens to be, you know what it is. Everybody's got something that they enjoy doing. They can make money at that online just by transferring it over from a pastime or a hobby or doing it out there on the streets and do it on the Internet. That's where the gold is. There's gold in cyberspace. I tell people to watch Donnie Deutsch on TV at night. He's on, I think, 5 days a week, and I've been on his show once. One of his things that always shows up, he has said there's never, ever been a successful person on his show who didn't get their riches from following their passion. That's a no-brainer. You don't want to work for your living. You want to go and play for your living. And if you play for your living, it comes from your passion.
What exactly is internet marketing?
It's doing business online. Probably all of your listeners have been educated enough and experienced enough. They've got a computer. They've been looking around online. They know what the Internet is. They get emails from other people. Maybe they're even on my mailing list. Maybe they're on your mailing list. So when they get an email from you or they get an email from me, we are marketing to them. We're sending an email message to them, which is like a sales communication. We're informing them of something. Maybe we're asking them to buy something, but that's marketing, and it's taking place on the Internet. That's the tiniest example. I mean, you can go and look at a giant presence on the Internet with Amazon or eBay or Yahoo or Microsoft, any of those. You know, they started as nothing, too. Even Amazon, everybody thought it was a joke to try to sell books online. Well, look what Amazon has been doing now. Go from the big level of it and go to a smaller level of it, and you find that there are individuals that are selling cookbooks online, and those cookbooks are nothing more than e-books. An e-book isn't a printed book. It's like a text file. It's like a PDF file. People buy it online. They read it online. There is a tremendous amount of money being made from people that are buying and selling e-books. That alone is internet marketing. There's so many aspects of this. I can go in all directions and talk for hours. The possibilities are endless. I began as an internet skeptic. You know, I was living in Houston at the time, and I was writing a monthly marketing article called Marketing Matters. I was writing it for DBA Magazine, which I don't think is around anymore, but it was pretty popular in that time period of the mid-'80s, early 90s, when people started talking about the internet, and everybody was confused about it, but they thought, you know, there's rumors that there was gold in cyberspace, and the streets were paved with gold up in the invisible airways of the internet. Well, I was writing this column, and NASA down in Galveston invited me to come down for a tour of the Internet. So I went down there, and they showed me a big computer sitting in a room, and on it was a picture of the globe. And they said, we can tell the weather any place on the planet because we're looking at the planet on the Internet by satellite. And I laughed out loud because I thought, you can't make any money knowing what the weather is over the Internet. This is silly. And I wrote a column really blowing the whistle on the Internet and saying you can't make money on the Internet, this, that, and the other. So I was an Internet skeptic. That same column was distributed on the Internet. People started writing to me saying, I like the way you think. What do you charge to write a sales letter or do a promotion or an advertisement or write a booklet or whatever? These people were coming to me by email. They were reading my article online and then coming to me, and I suddenly realized I'm making money on the Internet. The rules were a little different. You build relationships first on the Internet, and then you can profit from them. That was my first taste of Internet marketing being profitable. I later wrote one of the first books on Internet marketing called Cyberwriting, which is long out of print because it came out in 93 or 94, something like that. But let me tell you, you know what the turning point was for me with the Internet? When I came out with my first e-book. And again, an e-book is like an invisible book. It's a book, but it's only a text file that people buy online and they download. I had a book called Hypnotic Writing. A friend of mine, he was doing pretty well on the Internet by the name of Mark Joyner. He said, let me take a book by you and let me sell it online. I was so skeptical, I thought, nobody's going to buy an e-book. I like real books. I want to hold books. I like those printed books. Who's going to buy an e-book? So I told him no for 2 years. When I finally said yes, take this book called Hypnotic Writing, see if you can sell it. He put it up. He wrote a sales letter for it at hypnoticwriting.com. I went and read it. It was so powerful, I wanted to buy my own book. Well, he announced that thing, and we sold 600 copies of that ebook overnight at $30 a pop.
Wow.
I got up in the morning and I had made a tremendous amount of money while I was sleeping. This is the beauty of the Internet. There was nothing to ship. There was nothing to print. There were no fulfillment costs, no warehousing costs. People would pay online, and they'd get a download link. They'd go and download the book. It was instant gratification. I instantly got their money. They instantly got the book. It's a beautiful feeling. And there are people that are just like your next-door neighbor. They're just like you. They're just like me. And they go online with an idea. Let me tell you this really great story. There was a woman who came to me several years ago, this young lady from Austin. And she was very desperate. She wasn't making any money. She was living off of her parents' money. She heard that she could make money on the Internet, but she didn't know where to begin. So I asked her a few questions. I said, well, what do you like to do? And she says, well, I'm into fitness, and I like to run, and I'm into cooking, and I'm into health, and I'm into the guitar. And I said, well, tell me about the guitar. She says, well, I taught myself how to play. And I thought, wait a minute. How did you teach yourself how to play? And she went on to say, I taught myself how to play in one weekend. And I said, that is something other people will pay to learn. I encouraged her to write a little ebook on her method. I said, teach people how to play the guitar in one weekend. And then I coached her on how to put up a website. She put up a website with a major headline saying, you can play your favorite song in 1 hour. You can learn how to play the guitar in one weekend with my new method. And then I told her how to promote it. She started promoting it. Now, this woman who was skeptical, unknown, didn't have a clue what she was doing, got a little bit of coaching from me. She goes online, and she's making hundreds to thousands of dollars almost instantly. And here's the punchline on this story. Somebody who bought the book, liked it so much, said, I want to buy the rights to it from you and sell it myself. He offered her $10,000 for the rights to her ebook. Remember, she was broke. She didn't have lunch money. She's now making money on the Internet. And, you know, that's just one example of numerous stories of people just like you and me and your listeners that are going online and they're cleaning up. The beauty of the Internet is that it's so easy to take a chance. It's not like you're going to go and build a business and open a store and take out Yellow Page advertising and print flyers and mail out sales letters. That costs a lot of money to open a brick-and-mortar retail-type store or to do any direct mail business from your home. But if you go online, you can open up a website and start doing business for next to nothing. So that's the beauty of the Internet. You can open a business, take a risk, and if that one doesn't work, open another website. I have, at this point, hundreds of websites. Not all of them are equally valuable. One or two of the websites just keep bringing in the cash. Even while you and I are talking, I'm making money from some of these websites. If people go to my main website, they'll see it's a portal to all kinds of other websites because I have all my products there, I have audios there, I have books there, I have digital materials there, I have a blog there, I have a video blog there, I have a podcast there, I have a photo section there, articles that are free, how-to information. That's just one example of what a website can look like. But a website could be dedicated to one simple product. Somebody listening might be good at gardening, and maybe they've grown the best tomatoes or the best watermelons or the best pumpkins. And they can have a special report on how you can do that, too, and they have a simple website simply designed to sell that one product. This is the magic point. When people talk about living in a time of wonder, of magic and miracles, this is it, and it's online because there's no shortage, there's no scarcity. Even if there's competition, if you want to come out with a Polish cookbook and you look online and there's 5,000 other Polish cookbooks, that doesn't mean you can't sell yours. Because online there are so many people trying to buy so much stuff, you don't need the entire market to come to your door to make money from that. You just need a small sliver of that market to come to your door.
Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis reporting for Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com.
How do you make yourself stand out?
Yeah.
Like a cut above the rest?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's several things to do to make yourself stand out, and you definitely want to stand out. One rule of thumb is simply do something different. That's it right there. Do something different. So if everybody else is just putting up a plain website, maybe on your website you can add a little bit of an audio, or you can add some more photos, or you can add a little video clip. You're doing something different. Keeping in mind, and I don't want to confuse people, but there's search engines out there that are always going out there and cataloging all the different websites. And so if you put content on your website, content meaning good information, the websites will be registered by the search engines, and you'll go up in status. So when somebody goes to Google and they type in gardening, or they type in Polish cookbook, or they type in, you know, puppet socks for kids, you will be more likely to come up higher in rank so that people will find you. But I also believe in thinking out of the box and sending out news releases. This is one of the things I learned from writing about P.T. Barnum. I did a whole book on the great circus promoter, and he was one of America's wealthiest people, and he attributed most of it from doing big things, but also befriending the media. He would let the press, the newspapers of his time, know what he was doing, and they would write about him, which would send traffic to his circus. Well, the parallel today is, you do something on your website, you come up with something unusual, you do something a little different, but then you tell the media, and you tell the media online. You go to a service like PRWebDirect.com, and you can send out a news release. You can send out a basic news release for nothing, no charge at all. You can send out some that go to more media, to more newspapers and so forth, for maybe $100. And if the media does a story on you, they are freely sending new people to your website. So this is another thing that you can do, that anybody can do, to bring more traffic to their site when they're online.
Let's start with a little bit about joint ventures. What could you share real quickly on that?
That's a great question. Joint ventures is part of hypnotic marketing, and even publicity, which I just talked about, is part of hypnotic marketing. And this is all stuff you can do online. A joint venture is when you find somebody else to do a partnership agreement with. Let me give you a real quick story, a real quick example. Years ago, Pat O'Brien was a struggling musician. He had 5 CDs out. He would tour Europe, but he was basically broke. Musicians don't make that much money, especially where I live in the Austin, Texas area, where there's musicians all over the place. And so he went to one of my seminars. He got the bug about internet marketing, and he got this idea to create a workbook for the famous book, Think and Grow Rich. And I thought that was brilliant, the Think and Grow Rich workbook. And it was easy for him to write because it was a lot of blank pages saying, what did you learn from chapter 1, what did you learn from chapter 2, that kind of thing. He wanted to sell it. And I said, well, that's okay, but a better idea is give it away. If you give it away, people can give you their email address in exchange for it, and you will build your own mailing list. Those people you can go to later and sell things to them. So he came to me, and I became his joint venture. I said, I will promote your free workbook, the Think and Grow Rich workbook, to my list. Why would I do this? Because I will look good to my list. My list will thank me. Why will he do this? Because my list is going to go to his website now, give him their email address. In exchange, they'll get the book to download. But now Pat has a mailing list of his own. Once he did that, which was very successful, he came out with 40 products of his own, and he began selling those 40 products to his own mailing list. But it began with a joint venture with me. Now, I'm not telling people to go and do joint ventures with me because I'm plenty busy. The point is, you find somebody who has a list of people that you want to be selling your product or service to, go to them and say, look, if you promote my product or service to your list, I will give you, and you give them some percentage. My rule of thumb is, if it's a service, you give them 10%. If it's a product that's already done, you give them 50%. But you work out whatever's comfortable for you. But you have this win-win going on. The joint venture person is glad to do it. They're going to make money. They're going to look good to your list. You're glad to do it because you're making money. You're selling your product to a whole group of people that never heard of you before.
You are so right. Now, what about affiliate? Can you touch on that real quickly?
Yeah, an affiliate is like a joint venture, but affiliate person is somebody who said, I want to be a salesperson for your product or service. For example, I have a software program, and you can be an affiliate for it. So you would go there, you would fill out the form to be an affiliate. Once you've done that, you get a unique website link. You give that out on your radio show, you give it out to whoever you want. Whenever somebody buys from it, you get credit for that sale. So you're like a registered salesperson for my product. That's what an affiliate is. Well, it's a wonderful way to make money. You don't have to come up with a product. You just go to somebody who has a product and say, I want to help sell it.
I definitely want you to take some time and share with us how you can assist perhaps some of the listeners that want to jump in this internet marketing game, Joe.
Thank you for that opportunity. Well, first of all, I would invite people to go to my website because there's a lot of free information that will help people. There's a lot of inspirational articles, a lot of informational articles. If people are looking for hands-on coaching, I have a coaching program, and you can get information about getting a coach who's been trained by me to help you open your own internet business.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.